Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Sam Payne, host of the Appleseed Podcast. This season, imagine this: a crackling fire, a mug of cocoa, and family gathered around a great story. All you need is the fire and the cocoa. We'll take care of the stories. Join us in every episode of the Appleseed Podcast for folk tales, fairy tales, family stories, tall tales, and more, shared by some of the country's most beloved storytellers, and just right for gathering around. Make it a Christmas season to remember with the Appleseed Podcast. Find the Appleseed wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, a fresh take on an Edgar Allan Poe classic.
A story about a mermaid set in 1976.
Plus, our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
I am ridiculously excited to read the new novella, What Moves the Dead, by T. Kingfisher, because it's a fresh take on the Edgar Allan Poe story, The Fall of the House of Usher. Give me all the gothic. In this remix, a retired soldier rushes to the ancestral home of the Usher family to find that his dear friend Madeline is sleepwalking and speaking in strange voices. And oh, by the way, the estate is surrounded by possessed wildlife and creepy mushrooms.
Ew, creepy mushrooms?
Mushrooms are really having a moment in horror fiction right now. Mexican Gothic by Sylvia Moreno-Garcia, which I loved, also features some freaky fungus. Publishers Weekly called this book thoroughly creepy and utterly enjoyable. That is my kind of summer read. It's What Moves the Dead by T. Kingfisher, and it's out July 12th.
The top of my TBR is The Mermaid of Black Conch by Monique Roffey.
I've been wanting to read this one too.
This book is a subverted fable set in almost the modern day. It's 1976. And a sports fisherman in the Caribbean hauls in a mermaid.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a dark love story. The magic is in the way the author merges together the myth and the reality, sometimes in fiction, sometimes in poetry or journal entries.
Epistolary novels?
Yeah.
Catnip for me.
Yeah. The author was born in Trinidad and lived there most of her life. I suspect that the sense of place is strong. This was released in Britain in 2020 to all kinds of awards and acclaim. It comes out in the U.S. on Tuesday. That is The Mermaid of Black Conch by Monique Roffey. And now, our distraction of the week.
I think many of us have wished throughout our lives that we could jump into a book.
Yes.
And this week, we discovered an artist who helps characters jump out of their books.
Yeah. Paper artist and photographer Thomas Allen creates images that give new life to old books.
Using an X-Acto knife, he cuts and folds the pages of books to create 3D tableaus that are filled with personality. Then he takes photos of them that heighten the drama with moody lighting.
Yeah, his work is inspired by his affection for Hollywood noir, westerns, and pop-up books.
He has a series called Pulp, and that transforms old pulp novels. So femme fatales and jaded PIs spring off of the page. Back in the day, pulp covers relied on seductive imagery to grab readers, and this art releases the characters from the story.
He did another series called Beautiful Evidence. In those photographs, he transforms old science texts. In one, a tiny couple rises out of an encyclopedia page to gaze up at the constellations.
So sweet.
Yeah.
In another one, a miniature ice skater traces the orbit of the planets on the page of an astronomy book. He takes these outdated texts and combines them with whimsy and creates new objects that are filled with wonder and optimism.
Yeah. His book Uncovered is celebrating its 15th anniversary with an exhibition at the Ars Gallery in Benton Harbor, Michigan. It runs until July 10th. If you can't get there, he has an extensive gallery of his work on his website, or you can pick up a copy of his book Uncovered.
Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for more about the books we mentioned and for all the info you need about artist Thomas Allen.
Thanks for joining us in the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.